Hello, how have you been? Welcome to the episode titled Cigarettes from the podcast series Diaries. Today what is it? Today I'll tell you about an episode. So, to begin with, I had shifted states last year. In 2020, you know how 2020 has been. It has been quite a year for everyone, not just for me, it's everyone across the globe. So as things happened, we had to shift from one state to another state. And my new home is next to a college. It's a residential area, not just one college, there are two, three colleges on the same lane. It's a bit crowded compared to what I used to stay before. I mean, where I used to stay before. And there are many children. And 2020, everything got shut down. Full lockdown. So, children had their schools off. Parents had their offices off. Everyone was inside their home. And these children kept playing throughout the day, moving in and out of houses. You know, on television and everywhere, people would say to keep their children at home, don't send them out. But after a certain point of time, it becomes difficult because you cannot have growing children inside home for all day long, and that too for such a long time. So after some time, they started moving out. I can understand the parents and the children as well. So they keep playing. These days it has reduced. This situation had happened quite a few days before. Actually, this is a re-recording of my previous episode because I was not happy with how I had recorded the other one. So now schools and everything are so slowly opening. Few are connecting online classes. Few are open for offline classes. The PG college, which is next to my house, they have opened up. Slowly they started opening, and from last 1 week they're functioning fully. So coming back to the children, so these children used to play all day long from morning to night. Literally they never used to be a break. Morning they used to play something, even in the afternoon in the blazing sun. We had come here in May, and May is so hot, so severe. The summers are so severe, and these kids, they are not tired. They don't know what sun, heat, anything, what sun is, what heat is, what summer is. They just keep playing, and it's such a childhood is such a blessing. And even till 10 o'clock they used to keep playing badminton. Sometimes they would bring bladders and big sticks. I have no idea. And they form groups, and then they allot themselves the area in which they have to play, and then they fight among themselves. Sometimes it's girls versus boys, and then sometimes it is about who has entered the other area. So many things. But it's very entertaining to look at them. Sometimes my parents and me, we just sit in the balcony for some, you know, for some odd 20 to 30 minutes, just looking at them and saying what they are doing. It's quite funny, and how they try to bring in new people into the group or get buy something or go and talk to some new person that has come inside the locality. It's always funny how they keep planning and how they start implementing the things they plan. So as usual, Monday evening, I was in my room doing my own thing, and my mom, she came and she started knocking on my door. So I just asked her, what is it? But then she kept knocking, and she was like, come, I have to show you something. Eventually, I got up and I opened my door, and mom was like, she was speaking very suspiciously. She was like, come, I have to show you. So I just followed her. I went along with her. She took me to the balcony, and she was like, look what they're doing. And it was pitch dark. I couldn't see what she was trying to show. She was pointing at the opposite building, but it was very dark. I couldn't see. But after some time, I started concentrating in the dark, and I could see children, some 6 to 7 children. They all sat on the balcony opposite to my house, and then they were smoking. They were taking turns to smoke from cigarettes. God knows from where they got those cigarettes. And I was like, I was not shocked. I was honestly not shocked. I just fell into a deep thought, thought process. Then this house, actually, these children keep moving in and out of this house. They keep throwing their ball or their badminton or shuttlecocks or whatever it is. Always something or the other gets stuck in that house, and then they easily keep moving in and out of the house. So they have that easy access to that house. So that's why they are there on that house. And after observing them for a few seconds or a few minutes, I came back to my room. And my mom and my dad were discussing about them. And I don't know what they were discussing, because I couldn't hear first thing, but then I was not interested in what they were discussing, because I was in my own thought process. I was thinking, first, where did these people get this cigarette? And it's such a waste of money that they have saved up for something so ridiculous. It's gonna disappear in a few minutes. And these children would have been curious to do things that adults do. Someone in their family does, or they are on the streets all these days, and they looked at people doing it, and then they thought, oh, it must be something fun. It must be something so much fun that they're not allowing us to do, so we should try it once. So they tried it now. But then at least 2 or 3 of them are gonna try them again, won't they? Because once is never enough. You are gonna try it again. So I was thinking about the long-term consequences that this little adventure they had in their life. They must have just been curious to check it out. They must have thought it must be the symbol of coolness. But now, after this one woof that they had taken, how is it gonna last in their lives? What this little thing is gonna mean in their life? Because it's always fun to do it again, or at least psychologically that's what they must be thinking, isn't it? But then after some time, after a few hours, we started hearing some screams from that house. The lady who stays in that house, she was screaming. So I don't know why she was screaming, but then we could just assume that she figured out something had happened on her staircase. These kids were doing something, so she must be just shouting at them. That's all for today. That's all I had to share with you guys. This anecdote, this episode that my mom had dragged me to show. Kids are really generally nice. It's just the adults that change their lovely and kind life. That's it for today. See you in the next episode.